The 15th to the 21st of September is Dementia Awareness Week. Close to 500,000 Australians are affected by dementia. 1015 has invited the member for Pumicestone, Ariana Doolan, and Leah Keating from LK Dementia Doyen Services into the studio to chat about dementia. Good morning, Ariana, and good morning to you, Leah.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, I'll start with you, Leah, if I may. What is dementia and what are the symptoms or the warning signs we might see in a loved one?
Okay, well, dementia is actually a term used for over 120 different types of brain diseases. And if you picture an umbrella, and then underneath them would be the names of the different types of diseases, for example, Alzheimer's disease, Lewy body disease, vascular dementia, frontotemporal dementia. So they're some of the common ones that people hear about. Now, the symptoms that people think of first would be memory loss and forgetting appointments, forgetting things they may be just talking about or taking medication, things like that. But other symptoms that people aren't aware of is a behaviour change. Things that are out of the norm for your person. You know, looking at them and thinking, that's odd, that's strange. And these symptoms that we're not used to are things that could be related to other types of brain diseases. And it's about getting curious and thinking, okay, let's look into this and let's think, you know, is this something that we need to worry about or is there other things going on in life? So it's about being curious about your person, your loved one, and seeing what things that might be different and out of the norm for them.
Wow. Now, Leah, this year's theme is Nobody Can Do It Alone. What does that actually mean for families facing dementia and where are the dementia doyens fit into this support group?
So, yes, this year Nobody Can Do It Alone. Now, it's a tough gig being a carer, full stop, you know, caring for someone. But then if you are also caring for someone with a brain change or who is living with dementia, it just puts on a whole new layer. You're dealing with the different changes of, as we said, the memory loss, behaviour changes, the senses that can be affected by brain change as well, then affects their everyday living and what they do. So dementia doulas, I am a dementia doula myself, and we support families, we support the carers in from pre-diagnosis through end-of-life care, helping the families to slow down, take a breath, and walk with them on how possibly giving different strategies, linking them up with different service providers they may need at the time as this disease is progressing, and it is a slow progression. So we walk with the families and to be able to support them. Dementia Doulas, we are Australia-wide, Dementia Doulas Australia, and we are wanting to just be able to support the families. When someone has had a diagnosis of dementia, we hope that there's a dementia doula in their life to be able to support them. And you can go online and look us up for mm-hmm. Dementia Doulas Australia.
Now, how can a community make our areas more dementia-friendly, Leah? And what are some of the steps that individuals or organisations can take with people living with dementia?
Okay, the biggest thing I think within our community is have more understanding on what dementia is because there is still such a big stigma out there around the word dementia, and I think that's because we don't understand. We don't fully understand what it means, or there are so many myths out there that are very wrong. So it's about asking your families, asking your neighbours, asking your community, especially if you're living in communities, how can we support you? What can we do? Within organisations, if we have shop fronts or cafes and restaurants, places where families can still take their loved one, having an understanding that when the brain is changing and it's affecting our senses, and you're thinking of their five main senses of the sight, touch, smell, hearing, vision, if we have an awareness that those things change, for example, our vision and our peripheral vision, as this disease progresses, someone's vision can go from out we can see around us to binocular. Imagine looking through binoculars. Mm-hmm. And if we have that understanding within our own environment, our organisation, our business, our cafe, we can think, okay, things are changing here. How's our environment look to make it friendly for someone to come in, to make it a safe place? For instance, someone with a brain disease may see a black mat. To them, that may look like a black hole. So the fear of going in or crossing that mat to, you know, so if we have this awareness and look around and see what is here that we can make it more inviting. So just get knowledge. Knowledge is power, and just have more understanding of it.
Leah, fabulous. Now, I think if can you stay with me? We'll break for a song,
yes,
and we'll come back.
Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies, for waiting with us now. I'll ask you, Ariana, why is this morning tea very important to you in particular, and what did motivate you to host this Dementia Awareness Week?
I believe that dementia touches so many families in my electorate of Palmerston, and whether that's a parent, grandparent or loved one, someone's experiencing dementia, unfortunately. But for me, hosting this morning tea is about shining a light on the issue and breaking down the stigma around dementia and just giving people a safe place to connect with each other. But for me, this event is also about celebrating the incredible carers and the volunteers who give so much of themselves every day to support that loved one or the person they're supporting with dementia.
Okay. Now, Ariana, what can or where can listeners find out more information and also the resources on dementia?
I think the best starting point is probably Dementia Australia and the Alzheimer's Queensland website. They have some fantastic resources, a helpline and education programs. But locally, you can reach out to services like LK Dementia Doula Services or community groups like Bribey Chit Chat, run by Jodie Doe, a friend of mine, to get support from people who understand and are patient. But, of course, my office is always available to connect people with the right support as well.
Lovely. And dementia touches many families, and we're sure that there will be many more people who would like to support this initiative. Could you share with us the details of the morning tea with our listeners, please, Ariana?
Of course. So our Dementia Awareness Morning Tea will be held on Monday the 15th of September at 10 a.m. at the Bribey RSL. It is a free event. However, at this stage, it is invite only for carers and dementia support networks due to the room capacity. It will be a morning tea to enjoy a cuppa, hear from guest speaker Leah Keating, and connect with others who are supporting loved ones living with dementia. We're doing this event as a trial to see how it goes, and if it's a success, we'll do a bigger conference next year so many more people can come along.
Sounds incredible, and I have heard Leah speak before, and I know that it will be packed to capacity. Ariana Doolins, yeah, Ariana, State Member for Palmerston, and Leah Keating from LK Dementia Doulas Services. We've been chatting about the Dementia Awareness Week's morning tea, and as I've said, it's going to be hosted by Ariana and Leah on the 15th of September. Why not go along to the morning tea and connect with other families who are supporting those living with dementia? Thank you both for taking time to come into the studio and to keep our community informed and connected. If you are supporting a loved one living with dementia, you can hear this podcast again on the 1015fm.com.au website. Just search podcasts. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.